Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Pentecost at Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. Let me try this on you. I know some of you know this. Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. Thank you very much. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor at Burns. If you are here without knowing that this was a special occasion, let me tell you what is different about this Sunday. In the church calendar, we have come from the several Sundays of Easter. Had you been here last Sunday, there would have been Easter lilies and white paraments, which are the hangings that you see around you. Because today is Pentecost, many of our parishioners, our choir, and the other paraments are red, which is the symbolic color for the Holy Spirit. The other part of these hangings, you'll see balloons. Many people consider Pentecost as the birthday, if you will, of the Church of Jesus Christ. So that's the reason for the balloons. Many of you from other cultures often wear hats. The women of our congregation and men decided that today would be a hat day. So that's why it's not a normal thing for us to wear hats. I have a feeling it will become a tradition. So thank you all for coming so beautifully attired in your hats and red color. It's great. Let me make a few announcements. We are Burns Church, and we are one body of Christ made up of three different congregations that come from three very different cultures. We are all children of God. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And we endeavor to live a life that reflects kingdom living. So that is our theological stance. I'm going to introduce to you the leaders, if you will, of the three congregations and ask them, those two other gentlemen, to rise and be recognized. First, from the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, is Samuel Bachwe. Sir, welcome. And from the island nation of Tonga, the Tonga Fellowship, and Pastor Pelaki Lokotui. Pelaki, welcome. I want to make a few announcements. You have a fairly, by our standards, this is a small bulletin. Usually it has a lot more material. That was by design. A few announcements for you. Deb Gunther is going to come up and make a quick one. We have in our midst several individuals who are moving forward in ministry. They are trying to become licensed local pastors. I mentioned this last week. I'll just make a quick announcement. We are continuing to accept donations for our ministry support fund. If you are interested in supporting those individuals who are studying to become full-time pastors in the United Methodist Church, a donation that said something like ministry support fund would see us on our way there. Deb, come forward. We are all part of the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk, which is an effort by many local churches to help alleviate hunger, and Deb Gunther is one of the coordinators of that effort. Deb.
Good morning. This next week, June 14th, is our next fundraiser, June fundraiser for Crop. It's at Twisters. Twisters is on Mexico and Buckley, and it's all day this time. So please feel free if come for lunch or dinner to there. And thank you very much for all your support for Crop and for the fundraisers. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Deb was holding up a sheet of coupons. All you need is one of these, but you do need one of these so that your donation can get forwarded to Crop. If you want one of these, if you're going to be around on Tuesday the 14th and have a chance to go to Twisters, these coupons are on the table in the narthex, so you can get one for yourself. A reminder, next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday is Peace with Justice Sunday. These were handed out last week. There are still some more on the table in the narthex, and I want to read you a very brief letter from United Methodist Communications in Nashville. Dear Pastor, thank you for your generous gifts to Peace with Justice Sunday in past years. I hope you plan to receive the offering again this year. Indeed, we do. That offering will take place next Sunday, the 19th of June. Gifts to the 2010 Peace with Justice Sunday are working to help people victimized by the ongoing war over resources in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. The struggle to control gold, titanium, tantalum, and tin mines in this region have wrought violence of unfathomable proportions toward the people who live in communities nearby. The conflict minerals, as they're known in these mines, make up essential components in electronic devices that we use every day. If you have a cell phone, it has these materials. An MP3 player, a laptop, similar devices all have these metals that we rely on. The demand for these minerals fuels the ongoing violence. Armed with a grant from the United Methodist Peace with Justice Sunday offering, the Jerusalem Justice and Peace Ministry is assisting communities in the Congo with workshops to educate and empower Congolese people about justice issues in their communities and seek local solutions to close the gap between rich and poor. Your gifts support ministries that advocate for peace and justice. 50% of the offering remains in our annual conference, in the Rocky Mountain Conference, to support local peace with justice ministries. The other 50% goes to fund U.S. and other global peace with justice ministries. Thank you for participating in this special offering. Sincerely, Mark Harrison, Director, Peace with Justice Program. I ask you to prayerfully consider a generous donation in the envelope next week. If you make a check out, if you would, make it to Burns Church, and we will make sure that it gets consolidated and sent to our central office. The bulletin normally has a listing of meetings for this coming week. The good thing is there are no meetings. Several of us are attending annual conference, the yearly conference of the Rocky Mountain Conference, which will take place at the Denver Tech Center Marriott Hotel Thursday through Sunday. We will have a scheduled worship service next Sunday at 10 o'clock, as per usual, and we will resume regular schedules of meetings. So no Bible study this week and no other meetings. Are there any other announcements for the good of our community? Yeah, I was going to say, how many of you are Methodists? Okay, let's try something different. How many of you are children of God? And the rest of you are children of Satan? What's going on? No, I'm kidding. We're all children of God. How many of you eat food? Okay, well, you're in luck. Today we will have the Lord's table. We'll celebrate Holy Communion, one of our sacraments. And then after the service, we'll ask you to come outside, hopefully in the shade. We will have a community meal. We'll ask for a love offering, but if you didn't bring anything, that's not a problem. Everyone comes to the table and is welcome to join us for food from the United States, from Tonga, and from Ghana. So I hope you can all join us afterwards for our community meal. We are very lucky. I know that there are many folks here from Texas, and I recognize fully that everything is bigger and better in Texas. But on the grand list, right after Texas, I believe comes Colorado. We're very lucky to live in Colorado. We think about our brothers and sisters in eastern Arizona who are generously sharing the smoke from their fires, but they're battling wildfires, and that's a tough go. We have been blessed by God to have so much rain this spring, and hopefully our fire danger is not so high. But in that blessing, I'm hoping that brings, wells up in you peace and joy and happiness, recognizing that the source of that peace is the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So we now have an opportunity to raise up on your feet as you are able, to look around those around you and to welcome them in the peace of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us greet each other. Good morning. Welcome back. Several of you are fanning yourselves. I apologize for the warmth. If you can envision that that is the warmth of the Holy Spirit, it should be a good thing to be hot, right? Anyway, we're still trying to work on our heating system and get it turned over to cooling. A few notes. This is a different service for all of us. in that there's only one important section of Scripture. For at least the Burns congregation, this will come as a relief. There will be no sermon by me. Oh, you guys. Oh, man. So those two individuals who clapped, you'll be burning in hell with me. Anyway, one thing that's often come up is the different languages, which is a rich part of who we are. Different cultures, different peoples, one Lord, one Spirit, different gifts. What you'll notice is where it says community prayer after the scripture reading, there will be folks praying the same prayer in different languages. And we thought it good that you get to see what those languages look like. So on the back of your bulletin is the same prayer in Tongan, in Akan, which is one of the several languages that is spoken in Ghana, and in English. So we will be praying the same prayer in different languages. Likewise, for both of the hymns, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, and Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, we selected those hymns because they could be sung in those three different languages as well. You're not hearing something strange. You're hearing what the folks heard on the first Pentecost, which was different languages. But I have something to tell you, and I hope it doesn't come as a surprise. God speaks all languages. God can understand us, even when we speak nothing at all. So let us celebrate our diversity, and let us utilize our unity.